You're with Lauren Laverne and I'm in the live room with the Unthanks. Welcome, how are you?
All right.
Hi. Thanks very much for being here. As I said, such a lovely reason to have you here, and a beautiful story behind your new record. It's called Diversions Volume 4, The Songs and Poems of Molly Drake, which is a very pleasingly descriptive title. But tell us a bit more about where the original idea to tackle this project came from.
Well, we were always fans of Nick Drake's music. And so 3 or 4 years ago, the Drake Estate released a limited edition CD of home recordings of Molly's songs and a beautiful little poetry book as well. And we're really lucky to be able to hear those songs because Molly's husband, Rodney, recorded them at home because he was just kind of fascinated with early reel-to-reel recordings. We were intrigued to hear her songs and poems. Didn't expect to find such beautiful, insightful treasures that they are. And I suppose as folk singers, we're a bit like magpies. Yeah. We're always looking for new songs to kind of steal and sing to people. And so it kind of felt like a natural process for us in that way.
Okay. And so how, this is a few years ago now that people first heard about these recordings. How did you develop the idea after that? You know, because I know that there's things that you really want to do with this collection, and then there's things that you're kind of quite clear that you're not trying to do as well. Can you explain a bit about that?
Yeah, well, I think there's no sense of, we don't know what Molly wanted. You know, she wrote these amazing songs and these amazing poems, but they were only performed to family and friends, and we don't know that she never said that she had an ambition for them to be heard further than that. But I think they've been released, so they're in the world now. And for us, I think just hearing like a woman's voice and a woman's voice from that time, and she's so articulate about life and love and heartache and loss and so many things. It's we just kind of really immediately connected to those. And I think, like, she's like a great artist, there's a way she describes something, but there's a way in for most people to put their own experience on her
I think
songs,
when I first heard her music, I mean, it's really hard not to kind of, you know, you hear the DNA, and it changed the way I listened to Nick Drake's records, certainly after that. Did it do the same thing for you guys?
I think there's a lot of commonality between the two. I mean, obviously Molly's music is very much kind of embedded in the vernacular of the 40s and 50s, and, and Nick's wasn't perhaps, but in terms of emotional intelligence and their perspective on the world, there's a lot of commonality, and also just that kind of Englishness.
It's got a very pastoral quality too,
which we've always sort of felt that Nick's music kind of bypassed all the kind of folk revival thing and went way, way further back than that. And I think that's to do with the quality of his songwriting first and foremost. And we've been faithful to some of the vernacular of Molly's time, but in other places we've taken it right away in order to show that if you strip away those kind of stylings of her time, the songs really stand up on their own.
And tell me a little bit about the songs. You know, obviously we're going to hear some examples now in the session, but like the stories that she's telling and the kind of struggles that you mentioned that she's evoking. I mean, you know, what really grabbed you? Which story did you like the best?
There's loads. I think there's one called "Well, It Is Finished," and that is like dealing with something being over, but your heart still beating, and that kind of, there's an acknowledgement of the heartache, but that kind of really British, well, it's fine, I'm gonna keep going. And then there's amazing things like the Shell, which are just so, oh gosh.
She really explores the light and the dark that, you know, goes to those kind of extremes of that we all feel, or you know, through life to varying degrees, and I think we can all relate to experiences like that. But also she talks about dreams and hope, and that a kind of defiant hope that no matter what's going on in your life, no one can take that away from you, and it's quite empowering, really, I think, that.
And you're going to do a track called Bird in the Blue first, I think. Is that right? Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this one, maybe.
It is quite interesting, this one, because there isn't a recording of Molly singing this one. Mm-hmm. So Gabrielle Drake, whose voice you'll hear speaking a poem at the beginning, she recorded it for us so that we almost like learnt it in a proper folky way that she sang it to us.
And she's Molly's daughter, yeah,
Yeah, who's also an actress as well. But yeah, she passed on the tune as she remembered it to us. And it's beautiful.
So that old school oral tradition way.
Yeah.
Amazing. Mm. Okay, well, that sounds perfect.
And in the spirit of BBC transparency, which I know is very important these days, Lauren, I think we should probably...
Ferret on the values are on the back of my staff pass here, if you anyone would like to appraise them.
We should probably point out, therefore, that the voice of Gabrielle that you're about to hear at the start of this track is recorded. She isn't here with us today.
I think you're allowed to use samplers, otherwise these sessions are going to get very complicated if we have to do that every time. But no, absolutely, she's not. But she was very instrumental in the album process. We'll maybe talk about that in a bit. But for now, we would love to hear, please, Bird in the Blue, The Unthanks. Over to you.
In the deep uncertainty of the night, the blue plate hangs on the wall, and I wonder, is it really blue at all, or was that stolen by the thieving light? And who can say whether it will return? Oh, how the quiet plate must yearn for her lost blueness in the dark. For though the day has brought it oft before, she cannot quite be sure. And how can I be sure in the uncertainty of the night that dawn will bring the same world back again? I take for granted the ceiling will be white, and shadows long, and the yellow morning light limpid with a little midnight rain, and apples lying rosy where long grass grows, but no one really knows.
Bird in the blue, tell me where are you flying? Bird in the blue, way over the sea.
Person here in the live room. Thank you so much. The Unthanks with Bird in the Blue. It's so wonderful to have you here to talk about the record and to play the music so beautifully as well. We'll be back with you guys very shortly, but for now, cheers. Here with Lauren Laverne. I'm delighted to say I'm back in the live room with the Unthanks. So, guys, you're on tour at the moment. Yeah. Where have you been so far and how's it been going?
It's been going really well, I think. We're enjoying it anyway. Mm-hmm. And we've been, where were we? Southampton last night and
Brighton,
Manchester.
And it's London tonight, as I understand it.
Yes. Mm.
The first of three London shows. We're doing two at the Barbican later in the month as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we're trying to keep the venue size down, which is very intimate music.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Mm. So a couple at the Barbican. And where is it this evening? Is it the Albany?
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Never been there, so we're looking forward to a new venue as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, amazing. That'd be perfect. I mean, we talked a little bit about this record and, you know, why you decided to do it and a little bit about the music of Molly Drake. But can I ask a little bit more about her life and her kind of... where her perspective as a songwriter would have come from, because she had a really long and interesting life, right?
She did, yeah, because she was born in Burma, like Nick was as well, mm-hmm. and so lived abroad a lot, and especially earlier in her life. And she had to escape Burma in the Second World War as well, and over the mountains into India, and it was really hazardous, like expedition where a lot of people were lost and things.
Her and her sister had to kind of flee Burma when the Japanese invaded, mm-hmm. and they had to leave their loved ones behind and not know if they would be able to follow them, because they were engineers. Rodney was an engineer working out there, but he did. The end of the story is he did.
Yeah.
So he came back.
Escaped.
And she was a DJ. Well, yeah, so
she was a what?
She All India radio. She was a DJ as well.
Oh.
And she sang with her sister as well, which is
so that's the bit that you're like, yeah. And I'm like, but... So she was a DJ as well. Fantastic. Yeah.
There's a lovely picture of her, like, there with the, you know...
So this is this genteel, middle-class, English, Middle England family that never had any trouble or any excitement that we're talking about here.
I know,
this family that probably didn't understand Nick Drake and what have you. It's all, you know, it's all that what we're led to believe about the Drakes and Nick's upbringing is a bit spurious. And that's one of the things we hope will come from this project, is that people will see Nick in a different light as well as Molly, hopefully.
I think it's very difficult not to, isn't it? Mm. Because as soon as you broaden the context on anything, and of course that's partly to do with, you know, in the online kind of landscape, and the fact that when you do have access to things like an archive of somebody's work that kind of preceded somebody else who's done significant work, of course, you know, you can get it and it's just there. And that wasn't around, you know, when Nick's records were coming out for that very brief period. But then, as you say, you know, you have this mythology that kind of builds up. But that's an interesting idea in the context of folk music, right? Because mythology is a very big part of it.
Yeah, definitely, and you can build your own mythologies, as you say. I think there's one like striking thing as well, is that they were obviously a very musical household, you know, and just the fact that Gabrielle could remember that tune must have meant that, you know, she must have heard it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We also have a myth in this country that, you know, I'm from Barnsley, so I'm going to be sort of left-wing and into rights and stuff, and the Drakes probably aren't, right, because they're, like, sort of posh and middle class. You know, this notion that if you went to school in Eton, then you must have no... you must be lacking in emotional intelligence or any compassion, and that, you know, that I like the fact that Gabrielle... doing the poetry in between our performances, it sounds, you know, otherly compared to us, but we all feel the same, you know.
And the country, yes, exactly, yeah. And it becomes a part of a beautiful whole, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of prejudice towards posh people and towards working class people that you know, that we're...
I think calling them posh people in the first place is part
of
it.
Well, you know, yeah, I'm sort of using terminology to make myself understood.
Oh, no, it's working. I get where you're coming from. I think we all understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit more about the process of working with Gabrielle, because it sounds like she's been intrinsic to this whole thing, really, this new record.
Yeah, she has. She's been extremely generous with her time and recording the poems for us, mm-hmm. and allowing that to be part of our music and entwined with our music. And I think that's, for us, it's a really special element and brings so much to it.
Uh-huh. And I love the idea also that, you know, this is a family's story as well, and a family's stories that you're exploring. That must have a particular resonance for you guys.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, we learned lots of songs off our father. He does write songs actually, but and music is definitely a big part of our household
and off our mum. We'll get in trouble if we just say our father.
And singing together and it like being a part of your fabric of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that. But it is really interesting to put all the different pieces together a little bit. I think in the Drake family as well, and like have a richer kind of understanding of. Even obviously, you don't want to know everything, and but it puts it in context, and that's nice.
I think you never can know everything exactly. As well. Of course, you know that's those mysteries are still mysteries, but they're all the more pleasurable for discovering a few more clues. And thank you very much for shedding some light on them. So you're going to do another song for us now. Can you tell me what it's going to be and anything about it?
Yeah, it's a song called "The First Day," and there's a poem on the end called "Prayer for Love," and goes back to what I was sort of talking about before, which was how she explores dreams, but also she talks about reality, and you know she's kind of facing reality, but she's got that hope, and it's just like dreams and reality are both so important to hold on to, and yes, I find it quite a hopeful song. But it has a lot of vulnerability about it as well.
Beautiful. Well, we'd love to hear it, The Unthanks. Over to you.
Each little day is a tune. Whenever the day has drifted away, it's back to the womb. As I lie alone in the darkness, waiting for the next rebirth, I say for me, what could very well be for everyone else on earth? This is the first day of the rest of my life. Could be the first day of the best. This is the birthday of a brand new start. Change of direction, change of heart. When I think today, I feel tempted to say, destiny, do your best for the rest.
Love at all, why then in sooth, let me love truly, but let me love the truth. Let me love clearly and know what I'm about. Not build a waxen doll and pull pins out, or think behind some certain brow and eye, my own creation must in duty lie, nor weep for dearth of what I plan to find. Give me a love that is in no part blind, that with two open eyes can plainly see up and down and through, and yet still be. If I've a prayer for love, let it be this, that I love wisely, well, and love what is.
Oh, absolutely extraordinary. Thank you very, very much. The Unthanks on BBC Six Music. Oh, so moving. I don't know how you can do, I don't know how you can get through that without crying, because I was getting really choked up in the middle of that. What a gorgeous, gorgeous song. And thank you very much for it. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck tonight at the Albany, new venue for you guys. I hope you absolutely pack it out. And how long are you going to be out and touring for?
We're about halfway through, aren't we? So on and off till the end of May.
Fantastic. Just in time for the album release. Diversions Volume 4, The Songs and Poems of Molly Drake, is out on May the 26th through Rabble Rouser Music. We're delighted to have you here to tell us all about it. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.